Stay tuned to TLC, the learning channel. Let's learn. Coming up next, Little People Tricky Fridge. Followed by 12 Wives, 12 Problems. Followed by Small Dogs, Big Dumps.
You know, reality shows sure have changed over the years.
Small dogs, big dumps.
I mean, you could get away with doing almost anything on TV about a decade ago.
Yeah.
And now every producer in Hollywood is looking at each other pitching ideas like, wait, we've done that already.
I know. I bet they don't even remember.
Like twice.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
In fact, I just finished the sequel to Farm Animal Mega Yacht.
Oh.
You will not believe who swims away with the goat in the end.
It's the horse.
No spoilers here, but dating shows right now aren't much different. It all started with The Bachelor, mm-hmm. and then a lot of different variations of that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have the latest one called Five Guys a Week.
I like the sounds of this.
Okay.
Alexis is in. Brooke, sound good to you?
I mean, it sounds like my 20s.
Yeah. Well, it airs on the Lifetime channel.
Okay.
And the premise is pretty simple. One lucky lady finds herself in a house with five random dudes that she's never met before.
Wait, how is she lucky? She's living with these dudes?
I think I've seen this on like a not appropriate website before.
How quickly does she get made the mother of the house and ends up cleaning up after all of them?
It's a good question, but each day, starting on Monday, she has to get rid of one until she gets to Friday when she finally picks her winner.
Oh, and she can finally live by herself?
I just picture Alexis on this show, she'd get bored of all five men in the first hour. Like, can we just do five guys in 5 minutes?
Yeah.
And while other reality dating shows you've probably seen end up with a bunch of guys and girls like drinking and canoodling in some hot tub in this exotic location, the house that they live in is not big and fancy.
Oh, what?
In fact, it looks more like a small New York apartment.
Why is Lifetime doing women wrong by this? Mm-hmm. Like, this sounds terrible.
Well, this is what real love is.
Yeah,
who wants to watch real love, Jeffrey? Give me a helicopter ride.
Imagine all of them living together in close quarters, all sharing one tiny bathroom
and having
to split up all the housework.
So it's basically she's living in a frat house is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, could you imagine how much beard clippings are in that sink?
Gross.
And Alexis, you'll have to clean it all up because you know the guys won't.
No, they won't.
She is never going to sit down on a toilet seat that's already been put down
for
her.
That is up constantly.
And you know what else happens on the show? It's a mystery guest.
Oh, who's it going to be?
Who could it be? Oh, look, it's her parents, and they're here to judge you.
Wait, I don't want in this show anymore.
That's part of the show.
Your mom, Barb, shows up and takes your man.
Yeah.
They lean on their family and their friends to come in and give them advice. But in the end, the decision is up to the woman who wins her heart.
Were people tricked into doing this?
Yeah.
And it's weird. The one thing that they never seem to mention on this reality dating show is any actual dates. They all just spend time together in the apartment.
Oh, good.
Oh, man. So there's going to be a lot of fights.
You rush into the 5-year mark of your relationship where you never go out anymore.
It's just Alexis's personal hell, sitting in a cramped room with five guys all staring at her, waiting for her to say something.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, actually. Yeah.
No. I'm glad you can't smell
anything.
I'll
be like, let's talk about sports.
Really? You would say that?
So they start talking and I don't have to.
Okay.
Smart.
And I guess if you want to get some one-on-one time with the girl, you can sit together on the couch and ask the other four dudes to go wait in the bathroom. That's the only way you'll get privacy. And the one episode that everybody's been talking about online lately is this 35-year-old woman named Sonali.
Okay.
So here's a picture of her.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
I mean, gosh, she's so pretty.
Everybody's talking about this. I'll play you the audio clip so that you can hear why.
My name is Sonali. I'm 35 and I'm a fitness coordinator. I was born and raised right here in New Jersey to immigrant parents from India. That meant a very strict household. My father was particularly strict with me, not letting me attend sleepovers or go to prom. Dating was absolutely forbidden. I didn't do anything to bring him disappointment. I was a good girl, so I didn't have my first kiss until I was 26. I am 35 and still a virgin, and I am very proud to be a prude.
Oh, man, she just became so unattractive.
What are you talking about?
Prude?
I mean,
oh, come on.
Why is she living with
with five dudes if that's her thing.
What are you talking about? That's the perfect place for a 35-year-old virgin, a cramped house with five thirsty guys.
I mean, honestly, it'll make you never want to do anything ever. Yeah. Living with five dudes, you'd be like, oh, this is what I've been missing out on? Okay, I'm good.
But you'd think there'd be decent odds that she'd meet at least one gentleman in this entire group. And hopefully, she does actually hit it off in the episode with a guy named Eric.
Okay.
Good.
The most awkward part, and I'll let you watch it for yourself if you want to see it, but basically there's a moment where Sonali and Eric are making out.
Okay.
And Eric suddenly...
second kiss!
He suddenly stops kissing her and turns away.
Why?
What? And she goes, what's wrong?
Yeah, that's terrible.
And Eric has to explain to her how men's bodies work in these romantic situations.
He got too excited.
She's like, what?
Yeah, we know, Jose. We don't need a mansplaining.
I looked over, your face was confused.
But Sonali's so like, what? What do you mean? That happens from kissing?
Oh, she's 35.
She's never gotten that far with people before.
But you have to know. You have friends. You have the internet. You have sex education in schools, for goodness sakes.
Not in her school. So there was a few culture shock moments for Sonali during this episode.
She probably should have known that before living with five men, but yeah.
So yeah, it's really awkward. If you want to see it, check your local listings for five guys a week.
See, this is why people tune in. It's for the cringe.
Yeah, anyone that does, make sure you click on the correct link when you Google five guys a week, because there's a couple different ones.
That's what I was saying.
And those people, definitely not virgins on a dating show.
Maybe you need to put Lifetime in there as well.
It's a Lifetime show.
Anyway. Yeah, good idea, Brad.
Your phone tap's coming up right after this.